Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is a special episode of Dumb Bleep of the Year. This is one of our recap episodes for the voting for Dumb Bleep of the Year. So we're going to be covering each month, and then the winners of each month will go into a quarterly semifinal, and then we'll bring that into the final four. And, of course, the live group, the Fed Haters Club, will be voting on what's going to win Dumb Bleep of the Year. The winner will get a trophy that says that they won Dumb Bleep of the Year, and the person who submitted that specific Dumb Bleep in the live group, or it could be on Twitter, or it could just be me, will get a trophy to put on their mantle at home. So let's get in to Dumb Bleep of the Year. Charlie, you watch hockey. What did you think about this?
Time for some... I don't know. I thought the whole situation was gay.
This is one of the gayer hockey situations we've had to deal with in a while.
Yeah, it is.
So, what's his name? Provorov or something like that?
I honestly don't know his name. I heard about
Prov.
So,
Provolone.
Hockey does this thing called Hockey is for Everyone. And it's where they wear their gay jerseys for practice. It's true.
It's true.
And his name is Ivan...
Ivan Provorov.
Provorov. Sounds Russian.
He is Russian.
Yeah, there you go.
I believe. He says he's Russian Orthodox. Sorry, I don't know if he's actually from Russia proper. I'm not sure. He is very much Russian, Costco says.
Could be from Ukraine.
Okay, yeah. So screw this guy.
Yeah.
Surprised they didn't just hang him out there on the rink.
Yeah. So they do this thing every year, you know, hockey is for everyone. I've been to the games. I've been to the games where this happens. They wear the, you know, their colorful warm-up jerseys or whatever. And this guy decided that he wasn't going to participate. He was like, "Yeah, I'm not wearing that gay jersey." You know?
Yeah.
That's what he said. And now there's a big uproar about it. So
I got you.
Really dumb.
Sorry, I was just making sure I put out the proper Office Space GIF to go along with what Magoo was saying in there. So we got a video. He didn't wear the jersey for warm-ups, and everyone is very, very upset. That's the gist of the situation. Mm-hmm. And by upset, I mean, like, this is the worst thing to happen in hockey in
since Jan 6.
That's a date they all observe, clearly, but yeah. This is the worst part. It's not as bad as Jan 6, I guess, so that's always going to...
I mean, one person not participating in this means hockey isn't for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let's say a couple things here. Frank Saravelli says, here's the NHL's response. We'll just tell you the NHL's response. He said, hockey for everyone is the umbrella initiative under which the league encourages clubs to celebrate the diversity that exists in their respective markets and to work to achieve more welcoming and inclusive environments for all fans. Did they have ChatGPT write this, do you think? Like, write a corporate BS response to a racial
a gay
controversy. Yeah. Yes. Clubs decide whom to celebrate, when and how, with league counsel and support. Players are free to decide which initiatives to support, and we continue to encourage their voices and perspectives on social and cultural issues.
Because it's about diversity, right?
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think it is.
I feel like this guy has a diverse opinion.
But that's not the tolerance.
Only one.
That's not the tolerance that we live under right now. No. You have to wear, and everyone has made this comparison, you have to wear the ribbon that's from the Seinfeld episode, and that's what you got to do. Someone's comment was ridiculous. It's a weak response. He's an employee of the Flyers. He should be held accountable. He should have not played. This is about acceptance, diversity, and inclusion.
Except for his diversity.
That's true.
There's a diversity totem pole.
Yeah.
And they were celebrating a specific part. Not good at NHL. I always thought that it was about playing hockey.
The and, you know, National winning, Hockey League?
Winning games.
The National Hockey League?
Yeah.
No, it's an entertainment business.
It's about acceptance, diversity, and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that's why I wasn't watching it this whole time, I guess. You know, that's what was going on.
Yeah. This video's great.
Got a nice little video ready to go.
Everybody, and I respect everybody's choices. My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. That's all I'm going to say.
The theme from the National Hockey League is hockey is for everyone. The theme is not hockey is for everyone, .. unless you don't believe in gay rights, then do whatever you want. If the National Hockey League is going to do this, if any league is going to do this, do it properly or reevaluate what you're doing. Because there's not a lot of repercussions that I'm seeing from any league. Now, it could change with the NHL. I think you fine the Flyers $1 million for this. I'm not kidding. Figure this out and stop offending people on nights where it's not about that. It's supposed to be about inclusivity. The National Hockey League need to attack this.
Pause.
And figure this out.
I know what we need. Gay reparations. The damage has been done.
Clearly.
Not only should they find the Flyers, they should find him, the player, and then find everyone else.
Who isn't gay.
Who did participate.
Mm-hmm.
And who's not gay.
Yes.
So that we can have gay reparations.
Maybe gay people go to games for free for 250 years, something
find
like that.
Find the Flyers $1 million. I'm not kidding.
No,
find the Flyers $1 million. I'm not kidding.
It was just a minute ago we were talking about the F-word that was happening with FIFA fever, where if you were seen with so much as a rainbow anywhere, you had to fear for your life, imprisonment, or death.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, and now here we are.
It's the same thing.
What's your point? Yes, that literally you would get in trouble for wearing a rainbow anything. Like it could put you in prison or something. They were strict about that. That's not what this is. They're requiring everyone to wear the ribbon, to wear the jersey. And they're getting in trouble for not doing it.
They're not requiring.
Well, I mean, she's requiring.
Right.
She'd have this guy strung up in the street in a second.
They want tyranny in the opposite form.
Yes.
It's like
different tyranny.
It's, yeah. They don't. It's like you don't see the difference or see the irony in the situation. It's like, oh, Qatar is so tyrannical. They won't let you wear rainbow anything. But we're not tyrannical for trying to force you to wear something.
I just think the NHL has to do something here. This is not good enough. This is not good enough. Hockey is for everyone, .. Unless you don't agree with gay rights is not the phrasing of this.
He didn't tell anyone that they couldn't go anywhere, they couldn't play hockey, or the other people on his team couldn't wear a rainbow jersey, or they, you know, couldn't dance around with tassels, or whatever the hell they were doing during warm-ups.
Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers can't even say gay in their state.
Not even the Jacksonville Jaguars. They can't say gay either.
We're talking about hockey, Nate.
I'm talking about all the teams.
Tampa Bay Lightning, Florida Panthers. That's hockey, okay?
I don't know my hockey.
So if they can't say gay, I wonder if they, in Florida, if they wore their pride jerseys.
I don't know. I wouldn't be able
to. You're either in this or you're not. And one last point. Nothing scares me more than any human being who says, I'm not doing this because of my religious beliefs. Because when you looked at people's lives, you normally say that publicly, you'd throw up at what you saw. So don't give me that. With respect.
Nothing, with all due respect.
Nothing scares him more than someone who says, this goes against my religious beliefs.
Mm.
That's the scariest people in the world, man.
It is.
It is.
Mm. Domestic terrorism. Honestly, I like what T-Dub said here, and we can add to it, but he's like, what do you mean you don't want to wear your nipple tassels during the game to support pride?
Eventually, I wanted to play the first little bit of this.
What do you mean you're not going to wear these assless chaps skating around the ice? You know?
Okay, you're checked in.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's your AIDS ribbon.
No, thanks.
You don't want to wear an AIDS ribbon?
No.
But you have to wear an AIDS ribbon.
I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to.
But everyone wears the ribbon. You must wear the ribbon.
What you are a ribbon bully.
Hey, come back here. Come back here and put this on.
Hey, where's your ribbon? Oh, I don't wear them.
You don't wear the ribbon? Aren't you against AIDS?
Yeah, I'm against AIDS. I mean, I'm walking on it. I just don't wear the ribbon.
Who do you think you are?
Put the ribbon on.
Hey, Cedric, Bob, this guy won't wear a ribbon. Who?
Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon?
I forgot how good the bass playing is for that.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It's Such good stuff.
It's the same thing. That's why everyone's been making this comparison. It's the same thing with masks and all that stuff going
on.
What
a gay dumb.
It was. Oh, and sadly, for the overall, anyone upset about this, it does seem to be that his jerseys sold out online. And I looked earlier.
Really? This is really damaging to the NHL.
They're very upset about it, I bet.
Probably covering the fine they're about to get.
Yeah. So, and is that because everyone just hates the gays? Is that what's going on? I think it's probably because people are trying to funnel money to Vladimir Putin.
Who hates gays, obviously.
Yeah. That's because the guy's Russian and they're going to ship him back.
Yeah.
Or they want to stand up for someone's right to just not agree with someone. The guy was polite about it. He said, hey, you guys make your choices.
I make mine.
I make mine?
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Now, is it illegal to be gay in Russia? I don't know if it is.
I have no clue.
Obviously, we don't agree with it being illegal to be gay.
No, I mean, this has nothing to do with gay whatsoever.
Yeah.
This has to do with...
We have plenty of gay friends.
Yeah.
We love the gays.
Well, these same people, by the way, were upset when...
I especially love the gays that menstruate.
I seem to remember a lot of lefties... Now, this is probably hypocritical on both sides, but... Colin Kaepernick, he did the whole kneeling down thing during the anthem.
For gay.
And I thought that was okay, mm-hmm. But a lot of people on the right are, love America and all that, get really offended by that. Like, you got to stand up for this thing or you hate the troops or whatever. And it's kind of the same thing, just in reverse
mm-hmm.
right now. Yep. Only a little different. Same, but different.
You know, the rapidly rising...
Ron DeSantis says Florida shouldn't require unanimous juries for death sentences. Now, to clarify, he does not mean for the conviction. He means for the sentence that's carried out after the I want to clear that, because when I first read it, I was like, for conviction for first degree murder or something like that. No, it's for the sentence. Still don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, terrible idea. While addressing a gathering of law enforcement officers on Monday, Ron DeSantis said he hopes to change state law to make it easier to execute convicted criminals. Calling it one of the things we have to address, DeSantis said that a supermajority of jurors ought to be sufficient to sentence someone to death. If just one juror vetoes it, then you end up not getting the sentence. DeSantis said, maybe 8 out of 12 have to agree or something, but we can't be in a situation where one person can just derail this. DeSantis was expressing his frustration with the decision of a jury in November to sentence Nicholas Cruz, who killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018, to life in prison rather than handing down the death penalty. Now, I used to be, an advocate for the death penalty. I used to say, like, an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Like, if you...
Well, personally, that is still what I believe. I just don't trust the government to do it.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's 100% the problem. And we've seen over and over and over again, and the stats play out, we know that at least 30%, I think it's 30%.
It was a lot. I know they've had, hundreds... overturned, and who knows how many people actually got executed.
So that means we've killed people who did nothing, which is so wrong. I mean, could you imagine? Like, imagine yourself or your family member in that position, but then the state kills them, and then what's the repercussion on that? Nothing.
I also, they use DNA on that stuff. I still wouldn't go with the death penalty for a DNA case where they have DNA somewhere, because it is the government who is gathering the evidence and putting it out in trial against you. And I don't trust them to deliver my gall-darn mail. All right. So I don't trust them to gather evidence that could take someone's life away.
You know, every time we have a package delayed in Amazon, it's usually being shipped by USPS.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, two-day shipping is like, oh, there was a delay. And you notice right on there it says being delivered by USPS. Every time.
Yeah, that's not a delay.
Yeah.
They're trying to get
those people to kill people? They can't even deliver the mail.
Yeah, I do not agree with postal workers being able to do death sentences. I don't think that would be a good idea. The thing is, we don't agree with it in the first place. And now he's saying that it shouldn't take the entire jury to give someone a death sentence. And I get that that's the actual sentence. There's another jury who's already convicted the person. Or I guess the same jury, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it works in Florida.
I think sometimes, I think most of the time it's the same jury, but who knows? I don't want to say anything too far off.
In some states, the sentencing is solely up to the judge.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's true. But here's what I want. I want time, like, you could find out that the government planted evidence. There's been Innocence Project documentaries where they found that people planted evidence, you know? There's different documentaries on Netflix where
still don't know what's going on with Making a Murderer.
People ended. I've never watched that. I don't know what's
what.
Yeah, it's still so never watched good. It. There's still stuff where people in the government, investigators, have actually had to go to prison for a couple of years because they found that they planted evidence in places. So I don't even trust the DNA evidence. And I could do life in prison with that, I guess, because you could find out eventually that the person planted evidence. You know.
You know how we could have a death penalty.
How's that?
If the prosecutors and the jury and the judge get it wrong, and they kill an innocent person and it's later proven that they do, then they get the death penalty. So you'd have, like, can only do it if you're, like, 100% sure.
Then that's like an eye for a lot of eyes.
I mean,
you know, a bunch of them. But I
you'd have to be willing to take that risk.
It does lay out a pretty good incentive structure.
I mean, I think that's the best.
I'm not entirely against it.
I am so confident that you are the one who killed all these kids in this school that I'm willing to risk my own life on being wrong. I think that's the only fair way to do it.
And there is a problem when you have a video of something. Like, you know that this guy, Cruz, was the person who killed a bunch of people at Stoneman Douglas High School.
Which is terrible.
We know that.
It's, yeah, an awful
tragedy. Does the guy deserve to die? Yes, and I hope he burns in hell.
Mm.
All right, but still, you can't do it for him because then you open the door up to all sorts of other malarkey out there, which they already do it in Florida and a lot of other states. We know that. But I guess we're just arguing against the death penalty. They still have the death penalty in Florida. He's not arguing to reinstate the death penalty. He just wants to make it easier.
I just think someone has to take the other side of the bet. I'm serious.
It's a good idea. I like it.
Then I think you would truly only basically get those that are like 128,000% confident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think in this case, there would be people willing to put their life on the line to say, yeah, I really think that this guy did it.
It'd be tough to figure out, to make sure, you know, if you found out someone was innocent, it'd be tough to incentivize anyone to work towards proving whether or not someone was actually innocent or guilty. Because, there'd be a lot of people riding on that decision, making sure that doesn't actually happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, it's an idea.
No, I mean, it lays out the proper, some of the proper incentive structures for sure. Okay.
Honestly, we should just go back to old-fashioned dueling. You know?
That's not right.
USC. Yeah, that's the
University of Southern California.
That's a lot of California today in Dumbleton.
I guess so.
Yeah. The University of Southern California, USC, will no longer use the word field. Over racist connotations. The University of Southern California School of Social Work will no longer use the word field in its curriculum, saying it may have racist connotations. USC's Suzanne Dwark Peck.
Charlie, have you heard this before right now?
I have not.
I can tell how
school
surprised you are.
Social Work said the change was critical to support anti-racist social work and inclusivity. The department specifically decided to remove the word field from its curriculum and replace it with practicum, according to the letter, which was dated Jan 9 and shared to Twitter. Quote, "This change supports anti-racist social work practice by replacing language that would be considered anti-black or anti-immigrant in favor of inclusive language. Language can be powerful in phrases such as going into the field or field work maybe have connotations for descendants of slavery and immigrant workers that are not benign." So.
Oh, man.
Especially when the slaves take the field this weekend for the playoffs.
And it's all come full circle.
Yeah. That makes sense now. They're bought and sold and traded by these owners, and they play on a field.
As I said,
where they sometimes die and have to be resuscitated.
I'm going to hold true on my idea that if the government wants to take over something, let them fully take over the universities, because they basically already have. And if they could go ahead and finish running those things into the ground, I think that would be great. I really do.
It's like so much virtue signaling. It's like, look at what we're doing.
But it's so stupid.
I know. I know.
It's not even... No one cares about this.
It doesn't change anything.
Normally a virtue signal needs to be something that someone cares about.
No, it's a way for them to say, look at what we're doing.
We're even better than you.
Yeah, because silence is violence.
True.
So now they're doing so. They're removing words.
Now, what about... So the word field has to be associated with slavery. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Like farming, just in general, the way that people have stayed alive forever. There's no other thing that it could possibly be associated with. It's slavery. That's it.
And when your dad's in the field, yeah, that's what it is.
It's just like slavery.
USC says they are joining other universities across the nation and making changes to their institution to, quote, honor and acknowledge inclusion and reject white supremacy, anti-immigrant and anti-blackness ideologies. We are committing to further align our actions, behaviors, and practices with anti-racism and anti-oppression, which requires taking a close and critical look at our profession, our history, our biases, and our complicity in the past and current injustices. I think they should get rid of the college.
They should. You know why?
The institution itself is racist, and requiring anyone to have a degree in anything is inherently racist, because it was only white people that used to be able to go to college. So we should just get rid of... Plus, they have a football field on their campus.
Now,
there's USC track and field.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, they got to get rid of that. It's track and practicum. Yeah. Guys... When you see the players take the practicum, you'll know. This is now. What about the campus?
It's not field hockey; it's practicum hockey.
What about campus, though, Charlie?
What does campus mean in Latin? All right, more means for campus is plain or field.
Field.
The
okay.
Word.
Cool. Just making sure.
Yeah.
They got to get rid of that, too. Luckily, no one at the university is getting enough education to think all the way through that one,
no.
I guess.
Not so on that's campus, fine. They're not.
We don't say the word field on this campus.
Oh, God.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. This week, there's no relief at the nation's airports as everyone returns from their Christmas vacation.
Believe me, from now until the new year, every day is going to be an adventure.
Patty Mancher from the TSA said travelers should prepare for long lines. Today's a huge day for returns and exchanges. Good news is Walmart and Amazon are giving you until the end of January to return a gift. The amount of returns is expected to be 28% higher this year than last. The Better Business Bureau says that you should make sure you bring your ID with you when making a return in store and keep all the items in the original packaging as best you can. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow after no tickets matched all six numbers last night to claim the $638 million grand prize. The jackpot now sits at an estimated $685 million ahead of Wednesday night's drawing. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is a special episode of Dumb Bleep of the Year. This is one of our recap episodes for the voting for Dumb Bleep of the Year. So we're going to be covering each month, and then the winners of each month will go into a quarterly semifinal, and then we'll bring that into the final four. And, of course, the live group, the Fed Haters Club, will be voting on what's going to win Dumb Bleep of the Year. The winner will get a trophy that says that they won Dumb Bleep of the Year, and the person who submitted that specific Dumb Bleep in the live group, or it could be on Twitter, or it could just be me, will get a trophy to put on their mantle at home. So let's get in to Dumb Bleep of the Year.
All right. This is from the New York Post. Death of shot Clinton aide with Epstein ties found tied to a tree ruled suicide despite no gun at the scene.
That's awesome.
The mysterious death of an aide to President Bill Clinton with ties to Jeffrey Epstein has been officially ruled a suicide, despite there being no sign of a weapon near the body. Mark Middleton, 59, who served in the Clinton White House in the 1990s, was found dead on Heifer Ranch in Perryville, Arkansas, on May 2nd in 2022. Almost 1 year after Middleton's death, a police report obtained by the outlet this week revealed that the Little Rock businessman was discovered with a gunshot wound to the chest and an extension cord tying his neck to a tree.
That's not funny for the guy.
No.
Okay. But they ruled this a suicide.
Could you? Well, I know what happened. This guy was so depressed.
Mm-hmm.
He shot himself in the chest. And when he didn't die, after like 15 minutes, he's like, well, that didn't do it. Let me get this electrical cord and tie myself to a tree.
He went to a completely different location because they couldn't find a gun anywhere around there. Left the gun, or he took it and he threw it in a lake or something like that. And then Yeah, hung himself with an extension cord.
Notably, Lawson's account, the deputy, Lawson, from the Perry County Sheriff's Department, his account includes that while officers located a gun case and three boxes of buckshot in Middleton's BMW SUV, there was no weapon in sight. Though the father of two worked for his family's HVAC business in the years before his death, he previously enjoyed a high-flying lifestyle as special advisor to Clinton and assistant to his chief of staff. Middleton notably signed late pedophile Epstein into the White House 7 of the 17 times he visited the residence. He also reported to have flown on Epstein's infamous Lolita Express jet. What a tragic... Oh,
Matt's got a good idea. He tied the gun to a bunch of balloons, and they took it down, and then the balloon got shot down by a missile.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, there you go. Some raccoons helped him. Maybe raccoons grabbed the gun and ran off with it. I'm telling you, man, those things are bandits.
I might be the first to say it here. Middleton didn't kill himself.
Yeah, probably very first to say that.
How many people have died that have been tied to the Clintons?
It's too many. Dude, did you ever watch House of Cards?
It's kind of crazy.
Did you watch House of Cards?
I got through, I think, some of season two, like first and second season.
It's good. Yeah. It's definitely written about the Clintons. Like,
but I hated...
Or there, it's like the basis. It's not about the Clintons, but it's... Yeah. It's about the Clintons.
It's about the Clintons.
Yeah.
You don't want to say that.
No. And we're not saying that either, by the way. And by the way, neither one of us are suicidal.
Mm-mm.
Not any more than usual.
How many people close to the Clintons have to die of suicide before something happens?
I should ask ChatGPT.
How crazy is this? I mean, how many people has it been now? At least 5 or 6.
Yeah.
It can't be a coincidence at this point.
You know, what's funny is I knew that we would get to this, and I thought about researching this earlier, and I forgot to do it. I was like, I bet it's going to get to how many people have died that were close to the Clintons. Did you hear there's a war going on?
I think so, yeah.
Did you hear about that stuff? Yeah. Oh, we accidentally skipped ahead. There's a few parts to this, okay? First off, we'll go from Ed Krasenstein. Ed Krasenstein. Do you want to read this one, Chuck, or you want me to do it?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Trump hid in an underground bunker while Americans protested in the streets. President Biden flew into the middle of a war in Kyiv, Ukraine, on President's Day and walked the streets as air raid sirens blared. If you can call that walking.
We'll talk about the air raid sirens.
One man stands for world freedom and peace while the other stood only for his narcissistic self. No, I mean, I think Trump is a narcissist, that's for sure.
Sure.
So is Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two narcissists going at each other there.
So statistically, there's a very high statistical chance that if you get to that point, you are a narcissist or a psychopath or something like that. Like, it's not easy for good people to make it to that point. Most of the time, the good people end up suiciding themselves on the way there, like that Clinton aide, you know. Not saying he was a good person. Okay, let's talk about the air raid thing. When he was there on President's Day, he walks out, and there are air raid sirens going off, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how brave the president is. That even as Ukraine was sounding its air raid sirens, meaning they thought there was an imminent bombing attack from Russia.
Missiles.
Missile attack from Russia. He just walked out there like nothing was going on. He didn't care. He's got his aviators on. Who cares?
He was walking on water almost.
To be honest, he probably had no clue what was going on. He was walking to a little dot he was supposed to go stand at. That was about it. But here's what that sounded.
Probably couldn't even hear the sirens.
Is what that sounded like. So brave. It's Braveheart, man. Got a freaking William Wallace over here. Jeez. Oh, so good. Now, the thing is, CNN accidentally mentioned the fact that, like, oh,
right when
we've been here. We've been here for a while. I haven't heard air raid sirens.
Days, I have not heard any explosions. I have not heard any air sirens until about half an hour ago, right when President Biden was in the center of Kyiv, as Clarissa was just...
So you're saying it was planned?
If they weren't planned, everyone in the Secret Service and everyone needs fired, like, immediately.
Yeah.
You don't just have the president of the U.S. walking around while you think someone's about to bomb you. That's not a thing that happens. It's clearly planned. They let Russia know in advance that he was going. It was fake.
It's all fake.
It's fake.
It's all fake.
But it still works. Very brave.
You can't make this stuff up.
So I'm telling you, he's brave. NATO tweeted out, this is propaganda going hard right now. The Krasensteins, there's two of them, the Ed and Brett or something like that. God awful at everything. Just terrible. They're twins, I'm pretty sure. They've got to be getting paid by the White House. There's like a list of social media influencers that are paid. And we've talked about like that Brooklyn Dad guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's paid to do this. NATO says Ukraine is hosting one of the great epics of this century. We are Harry Potter and William Wallace, the Na'vi and Han Solo. We're escaping from Shawshank and blowing up the Death Star. We are fighting with the Harkonnens and challenging Thanos. This is
so Putin has a big hammer, is what you're saying.
This is not a movie. This is supposed to be an actual war that's like actually violent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because wars are.
Okay, Magoo says they have a point. This is all baloney.
Theatrics.
Yes. This is as fake as those things, isn't it?
Mm.
We were talking about this. Was it you and I talking about this earlier or me and someone else? But I think the U.S. and Russia are both cool with this. I think it's good for both of them. They get to both have their little Afghanistan. They can drum up support on both sides, you know, spend a bunch of money, wash a bunch of money here and there. Russia's economy is barely taking a hit from the whole thing. They're going to partner up with China. I think they are both totally fine with this. Honestly, I think Ukraine is too.
Like, hey, you're not going to use any nukes, are you? Yeah, we won't either.
Yeah.
We'll just keep this going.
We're going to go with more of this, Charlie from Drew Pavlo?
Pavlo dog?
I don't know.
Pavlo's dog.
Sure.
Zelensky and Biden are fighting the same war against racism and imperialism as Malcolm and Martin.
Malcolm X and Martin Luther King.
They look exactly the same, too.
Basically the same thing. Now, anywhere else, this would be like kind of a racist thing to say, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Never mind the fact that like Ukraine is full of Nazis.
What are you talking about?
I didn't know that this was coming.
So I brought this graphic here. It's a bunch of screenshots pre-start to the war, February, was it last year when this happened? It was 2022, right?
Yeah.
February 2022. Listen.
So prior to that,
all the media knew that Ukraine had a big Nazi problem. A lot of Nazi problems out there. I mean, from all the big papers and publications. You see anything that stands out? What's worth?
Maybe the Nazi flag.
Ukraine flag.
And an American flag. That stands out.
Far-right extremists and Ukrainian military bragged about Canadian training. Let's see. From BBC, Ukraine underplays role of far-right in conflict.
Here's FBI, neo-Nazi militia trained by U.S. military in Ukraine, now training U.S. white supremacists.
Great.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds march in Ukraine, an annual tribute to Nazi collaborator. Violent anti-Semitism is gripping Ukraine, and the government is standing idly by. You get the thing, okay? And they're also comparing this to a fight against racism and imperialism.
Mm.
That's pretty crazy. And then on top of that, we'll throw in one more. This is all Ukraine-Russia propaganda, and we got to get scooting.
Mm.
I know it's my fault. Okay. This guy deleted this tweet, but you can go ahead.
All right. Jason J. Smart. Boycott. New York Rangers, Russian goalie, Igor.
All named Igor. I'm sorry. Apologies to everyone out there listening that's named Igor.
It's like John in Russia.
Okay, I gotcha.
Igor and Igor.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Shesterkin has a giant Russian army Z on his face mask. I have read the explanation that it is sideways. It's a sideways in, but let's be honest, it's a Z which shows support for the Russian war effort. Disgusting!
It's literally a sideways in. The top of his helmet says N-Y-R on the top of his helmet, but it's sideways, so it looks like a Z. This guy's serious about this. I went through his Twitter page.
Z for Zelensky.
It's Z. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Russian, but he supports Ukraine.
Z for Zelensky.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, that that tweet is gone, but thanks to, I believe, Costco for sending over the screenshot of that. It was worth it. Aaron Reed says, we told you this would happen. They're going after Obergefell, gay marriage, and gay parents in Oklahoma. You didn't think this would stop at trans people, did you? There's a little picture of a baby foot, committed some kind of baby foot crime.
It's a slippery slope.
Getting footprinted. An Oklahoma judge just transferred. Here's the headline. We're going to need like a flow chart to go over this one, okay? I'm going to warn you. An Oklahoma judge just transferred a lesbian mom's parental rights to her son's sperm donor. What? I know what you're thinking.
This is overturning.
What?
This is overturning Obergefell.
Just
sure.
Transferred a lesbian mom's parental rights to her son's sperm donor.
No, read that again. I still didn't get it.
Well, I might give you a little bit more explanation, but we're not going to... Okay, by the way, this place, 19th News, probably 19th Amendment, betting. Your trusted source for contextualizing the news. That's what they are.
So they can't get fact checks for context.
Chris Williams is a lesbian. It's Chris with a K. Williams is a lesbian. And that means she won't be seeing her son anytime soon.
Because she's a lesbian?
Apparently. That is the official ruling. He said, lesbian. I'm sorry, the judge was a woman. On Monday, Oklahoma County District Judge Lynn McGuire ruled that Williams had failed to adopt her son and had forfeited her parenting rights to his sperm donor, the son, which I don't know how inconsiderate these people can be, but I don't know if their son is officially declared being a male.
His, yeah.
Yeah, that seems wrong. Okay, don't worry, we're going to clear this all up. So Williams, the lesbian, losing the rights to her son. Advocates say Williams'
case... Oklahoma female judge.
Yeah. Advocates say Williams' case may test the bounds of equal marriage laws in Oklahoma and beyond. According to Williams, that's the lesbian, she and her ex-partner, Rebecca Wilson... Now, Williams is the lesbian mom who's losing the rights to her son. Her ex-partner, Wilson... planned to have their son and found a sperm donor, whose last name is Vaughn, on a paternity website together. The two married, Wilson and Williams, girls, both of them, married together while Wilson was pregnant. Okay?
Wilson's not the mom in this story. She's the partner.
No, Wilson is actually the birth mother.
And the partner to the mom, Williams.
Is Williams.
Yes.
Who has no biological relationship to the kid. Okay? I'm not saying that that's the only thing that matters or anything. Sperm donor is the biological father. Apparently didn't sign one of those things saying that you wouldn't have any rights to the kid. In most states, married couples are presumed parents of children born within those unions. I got questions about that. Williams said she and Wilson raised the child for 2 years, but the couple split bitterly in 2021, and Wilson moved in with Vaughn bitterly. Remember that. So Wilson, the birth mother, moved in with Vaughn, the birth father.
The sperm donor.
And took the child with her. She argued that Williams is not the child's mom.
It sounds like Williams is not the child's mom.
I don't even think Maury has to tell us. You know?
Yeah.
You know? Do we only have to do a test? Do we?
Now, they should still go on Maury, though.
Well, they should.
That would be a great episode.
William says, I don't feel like we should have to adopt our own children. Now, Williams is the person who married a woman who was pregnant and then divorced the woman who had the baby and left to go be with the biological father.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't feel we should have to adopt our own children. If I was a man...
I love how she started it by saying, I don't feel like... Yeah.
I can't dispute that now, can I? It is correct that you don't feel like this.
Yeah.
If I was a man, nobody would come back and, you know, question whether that child was mine or not. You mean like if you were the man, like with the stuff that went in the thing,
the other stuff,
created the stuff, you know, and the thing came out with the stuff. Is that this is so dumb? Oh,
I thought she was the lesbian mom, though.
Way down in the article, very end of it. The birth mother has alleged that Williams was abusive towards her and that she's removing Williams from her son's life for her son's safety. During the divorce proceedings, Wilson was granted an emergency victim protective order that barred Williams, the victim lesbian mother in this case, barred Williams from contact with her and the child. That order was extended. Williams denies the abuse and says it's irrelevant to the question of parental rights. Let's move on.
They're coming for it all.
This is still number seven.
That's the biggest thing.
That means they're coming for gay marriage itself.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that, but that's what that explanation
they're
was.
They're overturning it all. Yes. And this is coming from a news source that is known for their unbiased contextualizing reporting.
They contextualize things like no other.
Oh.
Transferred lesbian moms from the rights to her son's sperm. Okay. We're going to stay with the family here for a second. For number seven, real quick, though.
That was like
real quick.
The hardest, dumbest thing I've ever had to do.
Let's talk about this Disney Plus cartoon, which is, that's weird how that flowed together, demanding reparations.
Dumpling number eight.
How about that? That's pretty cool. I wanted to see if this is popular. Costco posted a screenshot. I got a more updated one. 10% average audience score for Proud Family, the Proud Family, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's how you know something is just going to be God freaking awful. 100% from Rotten Tomatoes.
Do we get to watch this? Is this something we get to watch?
10%.
Oh,
let's,
great.
Let's look at this clip from Proud Family. This is a Disney Plus cartoon. This is a cartoon for children. Okay.
This country was built on slavery, which means slaves built this country. Tilled this land from sea to sea to sea. First it was rice, tobacco, sugar cane. Then Whitney did his thing and cotton became king. And we were its soldiers, 4 million strong. Fighting for America's freedoms, even though we remained America's slaves. Built this country. The descendants of slaves continue to build this. Slaves built this country. And we, the descendants of slaves in America, have earned reparations for their suffering. And continue to earn reparations every moment we spend submerged in the systemic prejudice, racism, and white supremacy that America was standing with and still has not atoned for. Slaves built this country. Not only field hands, but carpenters, masons, blacksmiths, musicians, inventors built cities from Jamestown to New Orleans to Vatican, Washington. 40 acres and a mule. We'll take the 40 acres, keep the mule. We made your families rich. From the southern plantation heir to the northern banker to the New England ship owner, the founding father, former president, current senator, the Illuminati, the New World Order. Slaves built this country. We had Tubman, Turner, Frederick D. Didn't they say Lincoln freed the slaves?
But slaves were men.
And women. And only we can free ourselves. Emancipation is not freedom. Jim Crow, segregation, redlining, public schools feeding private prisons where we become slaves again. As we celebrate Juneteenth for the...
I can't anymore.
Can't finish it.
I can't anymore after that.
Oh. Yeah, this is something. This is something.
That's number eight.
And again, I will always say this. I think the history of slavery is atrocious.
That is a very brave thing for me to say, Charlie.
Yeah, I do. And I can't believe... Now, this coming from a company, by the way, whose founder, Walt Disney, actually created racist cartoons when it first started.
Never.
So now, I guess they're atoning for their sins. It's like, how could you be employed by Disney to create this cartoon and do the voiceover work and everything and not realize that the company you're working for was founded by a racist?
This is actually, I mean, this is a lot of people who want to get rid of their Tesla, their racist Tesla, so they can buy a Volkswagen.
Did they,
you know,
did they have to put warnings on like the old Mickey Mouse cartoons?
Because they had to put warnings on a bunch of stuff.
They wouldn't take them down.
Yeah.
But they had to put warnings on them.
They put it on a bunch of old stuff. It's yeah. Like, it's not even like,
it's like,
not even that. Okay. They're hypocritical from stuff from 70 years, 60 years ago they made. It's still just a stupid idea and it shouldn't be something. I mean, I guess if you want your kids to watch that, that's fine. That's totally fine. But that is a terrible thing to drill in the kids' heads. And all the stuff, I mean, I want to know. I want to go outside and go, I'm like, I get the idea. Slaves built this country. I get it. It was just beat into our heads. All right. But I don't think it's entirely accurate when you look at the economics of the North and the South. The South is actually in pretty tough condition. And the more slave... I wouldn't say slave-free. Still slaves around there. We know that. They are in better financial condition. And also, where did I... Like, okay, they built this thing. Where is it? Can I go see it? It's gone. It fell apart. Okay? It rotted. It's gone.
Yeah.
So I don't give two shits about it. All right? Sorry. I don't. All right, next thing...
It is disgusting that we're doing this to kids.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.